2 Samuel chapter 15. After this, Absalom prepared a chariot and horses and 50 men to run before him. Absalom regularly got up early and stood beside the road to the town gate. Whenever anyone brought a legal case to the king for judgment, then Absalom would call to him, "What town are you from?" The person would respond, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "Yes, your claims are good and right, but there is no representative of the king to hear you." Absalom would continue, "If only I were made judge in the land, then everyone who had any case or cause could come to me, and I would give him justice." Whenever anyone came near to bow before him, he would put out his hand and embrace and kiss him. This is the way Absalom treated everyone in Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the people of Israel. After 4 years, Absalom said to the king, "Please let me go to Hebron and fulfill my vow that I have made to the Lord. For your servant made a vow while I was living in Geshur in Aram, saying, 'If the Lord will bring me back again to Jerusalem, then I will worship the Lord in Hebron.'" The king said to him, "Go in peace." So he got up and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent secret messengers throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the trumpets sound, then you should proclaim, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" 200 men from Jerusalem went with Absalom. They were invited, but they went innocently, knowing nothing of his subversion. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, who was from the town of Gilo. The conspiracy grew strong as the number of people backing Absalom kept increasing. A messenger came to David saying, "The hearts of the Israelites have gone over to Absalom." David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Get up and let us flee, otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom. Hurry up and leave, or he will soon overtake and bring disaster on us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword." The king's servants said to the king, "Look, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king decides." So the king and all his household set out. But the king left 10 concubines to look after the palace. Then the king left with all the people following him, and they stopped at the last house at the edge of the city. All his officials passed on before him, all the Kerethites and Pelethites, royal guard, and 600 Gittites who followed him from Gath led the way before the king. Then the king asked Ittai the Gittite, "Why are you going with us? Return and stay with the king Absalom, for you are a foreigner, in exile from your homeland. You came only yesterday. Should I this day force you to wander around with us, seeing I am not sure where I am going? Go back and take your brothers too. May kindness and faithfulness be with you." Then Ittai answered the king, "As the king lives, and as my lord the king lives, wherever my lord the king is, whether it means death or life, there also will your servant be." David said to Ittai, "All right, go on then, cross over." So Ittai the Gittite went along with all his men and all the little ones who were with him. The whole country wept aloud, and all the people crossed over. The king also crossed over the Kidron Valley. Then all the people crossed over on the roads that leads to the desert. Zadok also came, along with the Levites who were with him, carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. They set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar offered sacrifices until all the people had finished leaving the city. Then the king said to Zadok, "Carry the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, then he will bring me back and allow me to see both the Ark and his dwelling place again. But if he says, 'I have no delight in you,' look, I am here. Let him do whatever seems best to him." The king asked Zadok the priest, "Aren't you a seer? Return to the city in peace, you and Abiathar, along with your two sons, Ahimaaz, your son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. I will wait at the fords of the wilderness until word comes from you to inform me." So Zadok and Abiathar carried the Ark of God back into Jerusalem and stayed there. David went up by the ascent of the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went. He covered his head and went barefoot. Everyone who was with him covered their heads and went up, weeping as they climbed. Someone told David, Ahithophel is among the conspirators siding with Absalom. David prayed, O Lord, please turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness. When David reached the summit where God was worshipped, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat torn and dirt on his head. David said to him, If you go with me, you will only be a burden to me. But if you return to the city and tell Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, just as I have been your father's servant in the past. So now I will be your servant. Then you may be able to counter the counsel of Ahithophel for me. Won't Zadok and Abiathar the priests be there with you too? Whatever you hear from the king's house, tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Look, their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son, are with them. You can report to me everything that you hear through them. So Hushai, David's friend, went back into the city just as Absalom was arriving at Jerusalem.